والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم الحمد لله عز وجل we've come here for a reason and that reason is not that we're only here to listen to a bayan we're here to learn something and inshallah عز وجل always the muballighin of Dawat Islami even our intention is not just to deliver a bayan and you know get praise from you guys and then walk home we've done our job Our main intention is that I need to learn myself. I am the first person that needs to be taught. And inshallah, so with that same intention, whatever bayan I'm going to do, my intention is that I need to learn myself. And inshallah, so with the barakat, and inshallah, so with the blessings of Allah, we will inshallah strive and continue to have the same thought and inshallah spread the message of Islam throughout the whole world. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's Madani work has spread to nearly 200 countries around the world. One of the reasons of this work spreading to nearly 200 countries of the world, and this is what I'm going to talk about. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to listen to the truth, to understand the truth, and to act upon that.
And as the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا Pass on from me whatever you know. Even though it's a small thing, whatever you know, pass it on to others. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give barakat and Allah Azza wa Jal will give us blessings in that. Now, I just want to mention a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And this very beautiful hadith-e-paak has been written and quoted in Al-Qawlul Badi. It says that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his Mazar-e-Paak is in Baghdad Sharif. He once had a dream in which he saw his neighbor in the dream and he asked him, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? And his neighbor, he replied that I faced many hardships. And he says that I was even unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And he says that I was so worried that have I died losing my iman. And then he says that suddenly a very beautiful looking person, very nurani shakhsiyat came in front of me. And he reminded me the answers of Munkar and Nakir. And he says that when I answered them, I said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, who are you? This nurani beautiful looking person, who are you? And the person he replied, that I am your durood that you used to recite on in the dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal created me so that I can help you in the grave. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Fair Islam bhaiyo, wo ye shaan hai khidmat garun ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga? That this is just an angel that will come to your grave and by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, that angel will help you. Just imagine when our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes into our grave. How will, you know, just you can't imagine how that scene will be like that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his illuminating face will inshallah illuminate our grave as well. And inshallah with the barakat of that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will definitely grant us the garden of paradise. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. You must have heard of a tribe and a person called Chinggis Khan. Chinggis Khan, he was from Mongolia in the middle of Asia. Now Chinggis Khan, he conquered and he attacked Baghdad Sharif. And it says that when Genghis Khan attacked Baghdad Sharif and he slaughtered and he killed, not hundreds, but thousands of Muslims were killed. Their blood was flowing in the streets of Baghdad to knee high. That is how much zulm he did to the Muslims of Baghdad and the Muslims of that time. Now, time went on. Genghis Khan died. His father, he died as well. And then it says that the son of Genghis Khan, Tagudar Khan, was now the leader of this tribe. And this tribe was called the Tatari Qom. And people used to have so much fear of this Tatari Qom that it said that when these people, they attacked Baghdad Sharif, they would say to Muslim, "Stand here, I have left my knife back at home, my sword back at home. I am going to go home, get the sword, and then I'm going to chop your head off." No one had the guts to move from that place. That is how fearful these people were. Now just imagine, can you ever imagine that such people, it says that Genghis Khan, what he did, he had a competition amongst his own people. Whoever can kill the most Muslims and build the biggest tower made of the skulls of Muslims, he would reward them. And this is the Qom we are talking about. They were bloodthirsty of Muslims. Yet he says that one Muballigh of Islam, who was a true follower of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went to Tagudar Khan and he said to him that accept Islam. And it says that Tagudar Khan felt like making a joke on him, making a mockery of him. And you know what the words were? Now just try to put yourself into that situation where you are going to go and try to spread the word of Islam and someone is trying to make a mockery of you. Someone is trying to make fun of you. He's making jokes of you. Do you know what he said? Tagudar Khan, he says to this Muballigh, he says, "Tell me whether the hairs of your beard are better or the tail of my dog is better." Oh. And look at the words he said. Now if me and you were in that situation, we'd probably crack up fighting with that person. "Who the hell are you to say this to me?" We'll start fighting with that person. We'll start arguing with that person. But listen to the reply of this Muballigh. Very politely, he wasn't angry. He was so polite, he was so calm. He replied to Tagudar Khan. He says, "I am also a dog of my creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. I am better if I succeed in pleasing him with my loyalty and devotion. And if I fail to please Allah Ta'ala with my devotion, with my worship, then no doubt the tail of your dog will be better than my beard." Now just imagine these beautiful words, words of wisdom. It says that when Tagudar Khan, he heard these words of wisdom, he says that "You stay with me and keep reminding me, telling me some words of wisdom all the time." And this Buzurg, he stayed with Tagudar Khan and he kept on giving him neki ki dawat, inviting him towards Islam. And he says that one day Allah Ta'ala accepted all his efforts and Tagudar Khan, along with his all Tatari Qom, all accepted Islam. Pyare Islami bhaiyo, you know, this is what you call madani work. 200 countries around the world, this is the beautiful, sweet words of one Muballigh of Islam that we know today as Amir Ahl Sunnah. With his sweet words, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he has spread the message of Islam, the message of Dawat Islami throughout the whole world. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, how was it possible? It was possible through the sweet words. You know, as we say, infiradi koshish, one-to-one individual effort on someone. And then the best thing, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, two things will take you into the gardens of paradise: the fear of Allah and good character. Now amongst good character is the way we talk to people, the way we communicate with people. One person, he came to Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that, "Ya Sayyidi, I see that whenever you talk to someone, you tell them about Islam, they always accept Islam. On the other hand, I meet with many people, I tell them about Islam, whatever you say, I say the same things, but they don't accept Islam. What's wrong with me? Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that go and look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and look at yourself. Are you dressed like a Muslim? Do you talk like a Muslim? Once you dress up like a Muslim, you talk like a Muslim, people will also accept your da'wah and they will come into Islam. So this person, he goes home and he looks at himself, where is it that I need to change myself? You know, sometimes we always think, why is it that this is happening to me? Why is it? As an Islamic brother came up to me the other day, he goes, can you help me? I don't have many friends. I goes, you know what, the way you are asking me, the way he was standing in front of me, the way his behavior was, I goes, I can easily tell you why people don't want to be your friends, is the way you talk to them. The way you are talking to them is so, you know, rude, that the way you are talking to them, why would someone, you know, be your friend? But Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we need to start to understand. That person who went to Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, some while later, he went back to Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that, Ya Sayyidi, I acted upon your advice and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I changed myself, I changed my character, I act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have become a good Muslim, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, now when I talk to people, when I talk to non-Muslims, and I invite them towards Islam, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are accepting my words and they are entering into Islam. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, this is what we need to have. You know, sometimes people think, why is it that this person is running away from me? You know, sometimes when you see someone, yeah, and you see someone and you think, oh no, he's here, run away. The people start running away from you. And then sometimes you think, why is he running away from me? Look at yourself and ask yourself, why is it that people don't love me? Why is it that people hate me? Why is it that people run away from me? Why is it that people don't want to talk to me? It may be that there's something wrong with us. On the other side, you see someone else, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you see people are running towards him. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in his time, the king, he was once looking out of the balcony from his palace, and he saw that people were running towards Malik bin Dinar. They were going, kissing his hands, kissing his feet, kissing his clothing, and the king who was looking over this, he says to his servant, why is it that people are running towards this beggar? Ma'azallah, he was talking about Malik bin Dinar. Why is it that people are running towards him? And his servant, he says that, O king, this Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he rules over the hearts of people. You rule over their bodies. The way you treat them, the way you talk to them, people don't like you, people hate you. But look at him, millions of people, Alhamdulillah, are gaining blessings from him. It's because he is a man of Allah, because he has the words of wisdom. He has them sweet words that people are running towards him. And as a Muslim, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, not just me, just not you, we should all try to adopt a way of life that people will come to you, they would accept Islam. Go back and, you know, go back to Medina and look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. These Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would walk on the streets of Medina, people will look at them and they would accept Islam. Now, let's all go back to where we live today. Our own community. When I walk in the midst of community, when I walk on the streets, when people meet with me, what kind of, you know, well, how do they think about me? Do they think that I am a good person or do they think I am a bad person? We all can decide that. But Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we need to change ourselves. And this tongue that Allah Ta'ala has given us, the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, he once asked the Sahaba Ikram, do you know who your biggest enemy is? And the Sahaba Ikram, they started thinking who the enemy is. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he held his blessed tongue and he says, oh my Sahaba, listen to me carefully. This is your biggest enemy, your own tongue. And in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions the mafhum is that when a person wakes up in the morning, all his body parts, they say to the tongue that if you be straight, we will be straight. If you be crooked today, then we will be crooked as well. Now just imagine you go up to someone. Let me just give you a scenario. You go up to someone and you be nasty to him. You have a quarrel with him, you start an argument with that person, and you start swearing at him, and in return, when that person hits you, you're going to get a black eye. You're going to start bleeding from your nose. So what did the, you know, it was the tongue that made the mistake by swearing at someone. It was the tongue that made the biggest mistake. Yet who is getting beaten up? Your nose is getting blood from it. Your eyes are getting black. Why? Because of just the tongue. So if a person could take care of his tongue, inshallah azza wa jal, he can take care of his body as well. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, a Madani Kafila of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Madani Kafila of Dawat Islami, they travel throughout the whole world. You know, just like mashallah azza wa jal, from South Africa, I know that your Kafila travel to Malawi, Mozambique, even other, you know, South African countries, and even brothers have been to the UK as well. In the same way, Madani Kafila, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, travel from the UK to a lot of European countries as well, and also Canada, and inshallah azza wa jal, very soon Madani Kafila will be landing in South America, in Jamaica very soon as well. Why? Because we need to go out there. We need to invite people towards Islam. One particular Madani Kafila, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Islamic brothers were telling us the story that as they went to the Madani Kafila, they saw that the Islamic brothers, they were on the street and they were doing Ilaqai Dora, Madani Dora. And they said that as soon as we were on the streets, we saw that people, they were against us. People started, ma'azallah, swearing at them. People started hurling abuse at them. But these Muballigheen, they did not give up. They didn't go back running home and say that we're not going to do that. Why? Because this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you forgotten what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through in Taif? How people were pelting stones at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pack up and say, right, I'm not staying here. I'm going to go back to Makkah. No, he stayed there. He made sure that he spread the message of Islam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, these Muballigheen of Dawat Islami, once they came back from the Madani Kafila, they prepared another Madani Kafila to go back to that same place. And today, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in that city, mashallah azza wa jal, we have Faizane Medina today. And the people of that city are the ones who contributed. Why? Because some of them who accepted Islam with the efforts of these Muballigheen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, helped has built that first Faizane Medina in that city as well. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we're talking about the tongue. It says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a hadith Qudsi, that the word of Allah azza wa jal through the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It says that this tongue can either take you to the gardens of paradise or it can land you in the fire of hell. It can land you in the fire of hell, or this same tongue can take you to the gardens of paradise. People will say words that they will, ma'azallah azza wa jal, take them out of the fold of Islam. Someone passed away, and he was a very close friend, and he was his relative who passed away. At the young age of 16 years old, he passed away. Now, we were at that janazah, and, you know, their own parents, they were there, and his mother, you know, people could hear the women, they were crying and wailing. And, you know, one of the women later on, he found out that it was the mother of that child. She was crying and she was saying, Ya Allah, you have done zulm on me. You have done zulm on me and I am going to take revenge. These are the words of kufr. And, you know, these are some of the words that you might think that, you know, does it ever happen? Yes, it does. Everyday life, people, ma'azallah. One Islamic brother, he says that I was talking to my friend and some young lads walked past us. And we went there, gave salam to them, gave them neki ki dawat, and one of them turned around and said, oh, I'm not a Muslim. Now, can you imagine? I don't know that saying these words, how, you know, we can interpret them, but Pyare Islam, are you calling yourself a non-Muslim? I can really mention to you that if someone says, ma'azallah, that tomorrow or next year, I will become a kafir, then not next year or tomorrow, he will become a kafir straight away. And this is what we are seeing today. I don't know about the youngsters here, but in the UK, we've got such a dilemma that our youngsters, ma'azallah azza wa jal, in the month of Ramadan, they will be eating and drinking, or not, or secretly. You know, that was a time when people don't want to fast, they would hide themselves. They would go and hide themselves and eat. Now today, sadly, we are seeing people eating openly amongst the people. And if you ask them, why do you not fast? You know what the answer is? Don't bother with them. Don't bother with them. Don't read namaz. Don't believe in namaz. And their names will be Muhammad so-and-so. But can you imagine these words where these people will land in? And then if you think of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith, the mafhum is, there will be a time when a person will wake up as a Muslim and he will go to sleep as a kafir. And there will be a time when a person will go to sleep as a Muslim, he will wake up as a kafir. The mafhum. Can you imagine we're living in such a very, you know, very, very tense time. Such a time where to have your iman, to save your iman is so important. And I always say that as adults and as men, Allah Ta'ala has made us the leader of the house. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Para number 5 in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that I have made men, us who are sat here, men, I have made them the leader of the house. And if we are not educated in deen, in Islam, about our iman, what can destroy my iman? Can you imagine what's going to happen to our children when they grow up? In this society that they are growing up, the society full of drugs, society full of alcohol, liquor, society full of so much filth, pornography is out there. There was a time when if someone wanted to watch a film, they would go to the cinema to watch a film. Now, you've got this device in your hand, you can watch anything you want. Can you imagine how and what kind of an environment our young children will grow up? Can you imagine 5-10 years down the line? We are struggling today. And you just need to go and surf the web. You'll get this pop-up. And that pop-up, what will you say? Hi, I'm your friend. Click this and let's chat with each other. Can you imagine how much ruhaniyat them children will have when they grow up in this kind of environment? There is always a research that was I once did, and it says that 50,000 predators are always on the internet looking for children to groom them and to kill them, and to groom them into this trade. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, what we need to do is, we need to change the ways that we talk to each other. If we are talking, and sometimes you are harsh to someone, you break someone's heart, and you take him away from the masjid. Let me give you a prime example. An Islamic brother, you know, first time, according to him, first time he came into the masjid, he read Maghrib namaz, and as people were walking back to read their sunnahs, he walked in front of an elderly person who was reading his farz. And that person broke his namaz, he let his hands go, and he slapped him. He slapped him. And in his own language he says, "Annai, can you see that I was reading my namaz?" And that young lad, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, I'm standing in Faizane Attar, we tried our utmost best to bring him back to the masjid, but we have never ever succeeded in bringing him back to the masjid again. If someone is mean to you, nasty to you, someone swears at you, then just be easy, just be calm, and don't reply to him at that time. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with these words of wisdom, you never know, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. I always say that if you change one person, you don't change one person, you change the whole family, you change the whole community. Because that one person is connected to many people. You know, just give you a prime example. If someone comes up to me and he wants something and I shout at him, go get away from me. Get away from me, I don't want to know you. And that person, if his heart is broken and he goes away from me, and then what will happen? This is especially for those Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, who have the imama, who have the beard, who dress up Islamically. Very, very important Madani pearl from Amiri al-Sunnat. Because people will judge us. If I say something harsh to someone, that person, he will never ever come to another person with a beard. And this is exactly what the shaitan is trying to do in our world today. You know, you see that people, they have so much respect for a worldly person. Some doctor, some lawyer, they will have so much respect for them. Maulvi sahab, when he comes to, they don't even say Maulvi sahab, Maulvi, Maulana. I know it's a good word. But the way they will talk to a person like that, they talk to him in a way as if they are disgrading that person. But when it comes to a worldly figure, people will love them. So Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, it is important that we give love, we share love to one another. And especially, you know, if this is how we are bringing up our children, You know, in an environment where our children at home, if the mother and father are always, ma'azallah, swearing at someone. You know, sometimes parents, they come and they say, I don't know why my son is swearing. You know, yeah, my son is swearing, he doesn't listen to us. But if you think, can you remember yesterday when you were fighting with your wife and you were swearing at her? That's when your son picked up these words. Hazrat Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A person came to him and he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have a complaint about my son. This is the father complaining about the son. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, what is the complaint? He says that today my son hit me and his mother. He hit me and his mother. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, go and call your son. How dare he do that? So his son came and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked that young man, and he goes, why did you hit your mom and your father? And he goes, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, when I was young, my father never taught me the Quran. My father never taught me the deen. All I knew was my father used to wake me up in the morning, and I used to have a herd of sheep and camels, and I would go and graze them all day. And when I would see the two camels were fighting one another, I used to hit a stick on one on the other head, on the other head, and they would stop fighting. Yesterday, my mom and dad were fighting. I didn't know what the respect of parents is. So I picked up the same stick. I hit one on my mom's head and one on my dad's head. And they both stopped fighting. And Sayyidina Amirul Mumineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he grabs hold of the man and he says that this is all your fault. You did not teach him the Quran. You did not teach him the deen. You did not teach him the respect of elders and parents. It's all your fault. Go and take your son back home. Do we want the same to happen to our own children as well? That is why when you have children, be kind to them. You know, especially Pyare Islam by you. When you see, this doesn't mean that children can go and ma'azallah swear at their parents because it's their fault. No. As children, you still need to love your parents. And sometimes really makes me feel, you know, shocked. How come, you know, there was an Islamic brother, and he came up to me and he had a black eye. He had a black eye. And you asked him, brother, what happened? Why have you got a black eye? Is everything okay? He goes, yeah, everything's fine. I just don't want to tell you. No, please tell us what happened. Did someone hit you? Did you fall? What happened? Shall we take you to the doctor? How can I help you? And he goes, you know what? No one can help me. You don't need to take me to a doctor. My son, I had an argument with him this morning and he punched me. His own son punched him. Now, obviously, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, if you go back in time, how was the tarbiyat of this son? Did the son have a tarbiyat where his father would grab hold of his hand and take him to the masjid? That tarbiyat wasn't there. Was the tarbiyat that the father will wake up for Fajr namaz and he will wake up his son as well? That son wake up, it's time for Fajr salah. Sadly, that never happened as well. So this is why that Islamic brother, he says, I don't need to complain to anyone. It's all my fault. Because I never brought him up according to the sunnah. But that doesn't tell us that we can, ma'azallah, hit our parents because it's their fault. They were supposed to teach us about deen. And seriously, sometimes you hear about stories that, you know, children, never mind swearing, they're hitting their own parents. Ma'azallah, they are hitting their own parents. And we were on a Madani kafila in Leeds. And we brothers were sitting in the Madani halqa. And this 60-year-old father, old man, he walked inside the masjid. And he saw the young lads who were sat in the Madani halqa. He comes up and he starts crying just like a baby. He was crying loudly. We were all got worried. So we stood up, we went to the Buzurg and we said, Babaji, is everything okay? What's wrong? Why are you crying for? And the Babaji, he says that, by looking at you, I feel so happy. You know, your parents are so lucky. Your parents are so good that alhamdulillah, their children are in the masjid. Every day I have an argument with my son and he wants drug money. Just now coming to the masjid, he robbed me, he hit me, he pushed me out of the house and he stole £300 for me just to buy drugs. Can you imagine these children who are doing this to their parents? What do they think they are? What do they think that they're achieving? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we've heard the famous hadith, paradise lies in your mother's feet. Your mother makes dua for you, you will enter paradise. Look at Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a very high ranked buzurg of his time. Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went out in search of Allah azza wa jal. He says to his mother, please forgive me all your rights, because I want to go and search for the mercy of Allah. I need to go and search, do the zikr of Allah, just remember Allah. I don't want anyone in my life apart from Allah Azza wa Jal. Please forgive me your rights. The mother, she says, Bayazid, I forgive you all my rights. And Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left Bistam in search of Allah Azza wa Jal. He went from one city to the other city, one jungle to the other jungle, and every time he would do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. 2 years later, Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came back to Bistam, and when he came back to his own village, he thought that now it's time that I can go and see my mother, just to see how my mother is. As he went outside the house, it was the time of Fajr. Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw water flowing into the drains. And he realized that it must be my mother, she will be doing wuzu. And then when he went inside, he saw that his mother was sitting on the jai namaz, on the musalla, and she was making dua. And the dua was that, Ya Allah, my son Bayazid has gone in search of you. Ya Allah, he wants your rahmat, he wants your mercy, he's looking for your love. Oh Allah, grant my son Bayazid your love, be happy with him. I am pleased with my son. When Bayazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this dua of his mother, he went inside and he fell into the feet of his mother and he says, Ya Allah, for 2 years I've been looking for you in the jungles, but Ya Allah, I found you in the dua of my mother. That is what your mother and father are. Your mother and father are the gateway to paradise. Your mother and father, if they are pleased with you, then Allah is pleased with you. If you see that your mother and father are not pleased with you, then think to yourself, your ibadat on one side, your hajj on one side, your every ibadat on one side, Pyare Islam Bhai, you are never going to achieve anything in this dunya. You might be the biggest businessman living here. You might be so famous. People will come and respect you. But if your parents are not talking to you, if your parents are not happy with you, then think that Allah Ta'ala is not happy with you as well. Always be obedient to your parents. And the way that you can be obedient to your parents is, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, have a sweet tongue. Have you ever gone back home? Kabhi soche yaar, we don't have parents anymore suddenly. You know, I think to myself, I wish, you know, I had the Madani Mahol before, and I knew all these kind of things before, and I could have gone, and I could have kissed the feet of my mother. Alhamdulillah, I did get the opportunity. I did get the opportunity. But when I came newly into Dawat Islami, my father had passed away at that time. It was new, we never knew these kind of things. We were living a life like jungli live. We didn't know what respect of parents was. Lekin Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, be mindful and understand that your parents are everything for you. Love and respect your parents. You know, just imagine when you go out, especially for those who are married now. You're married, you've got a wife, you've got children. When you go and your parents live in the same house, can you imagine going home and taking some fruit for your mother? Can you imagine going home and taking something for your mother, going and cutting up the fruit and say, Mom, this is only for you. This is only for you, and you bring a smile to your mother's, to your mother's face, what she's done and what we are doing today. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, coming back to the topic, sweet words. Be respectful with one another. It doesn't cost no money. You don't need to pay pounds and dollars and runs to make someone have a smile on their face. It's all free of charge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that making someone smile, putting happiness in the heart of a person is also sadaqah as well. Have you ever had the chance of this sadaqah, that you have brought a smile on someone's face? Or is it that whenever we talk to someone, we always break their hearts? If someone is my friend, you know, they say that friendship, it takes years to develop, but just 1 minute it will take to break that friendship. Now always think to yourself, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Islam teaches us about love. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not love his ummah? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not teach the sahaba ikram to be merciful to one another? In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, he says, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ وَلِلْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. The sahaba ikram, they were so merciful, they were so, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, helping one another. That great time when the sahaba ikram left Makkah to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was making an Ansari sahabi and a Muhajir brothers. And then when he came, one Ansari sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brother has migrated from Makkah. He has no house to live in. Ya Rasulullah, I have two houses. I will give one house to my brother. Can you have this example nowadays? You know, but nowadays what we see is our neighbor, if he's got a better house than me, I'm straight away onto the municipal. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? Why? Because we feel jealous. But look at this sahabi. That is what you call true friendship and love. And this is what we need to bring back into our lives today. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal, this is what Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, teaches and preaches the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the, we know what the situation is. Yaar, can we not see what's happening around the world? Can we not see what is happening to the Muslims? Muslims are being killed, slaughtered every single day. Can we see that? You know, this is happening in front of us. Brothers, their relationship is breaking up. The father doesn't like his own sons. The mother doesn't like her own daughters. The brothers are running away from each other. Why? Because there is so much nafrat, so much hatred in our hearts today. Bring people together. This is what Islam is about. Instead of making people move away from you, bring people towards you. This is a beautiful garden, Islam. We are all the roses of this beautiful garden. Give it water. Do not clip these roses. Give it water, inshallah azza wa jal, it will grow beautiful garden, and you can smell that, and that smell will be the fragrance of Islam throughout the world. May Allah Ta'ala give me the ability to, like I said, I'm not doing a bayan just to please you and just for you to share beautiful bayan. No, nothing like that. The only mission is that I need to change myself as well. And make dua that I do change myself for the betterment. And inshallah azza wa jal, we can all change for the better of our environment and for our deen. May Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins. Ameen bi jahi nabiyyi al-ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.